This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, hamda shakirin. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyid al-mursaleen. Sayyidina wa habibina wa nabiyina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa nabiyina Muhammadin fil awaleen. وصلي وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد في الآخرين اللهم صلي وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد في الملأ الأعلى يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us the little that we do to make us from those who are virtuous and bless us with the khayr of this dunya and akhirah اللهم آمين What a pleasure, what a ni'mah, alhamdulillah. I have a special event planned for you, mashallah. I've stayed up here in Perth. It's a little bit past 11 p.m. Subhanallah, Fajr, of course, is a little bit after 4. And I didn't want to go to sleep until, alhamdulillah, I had this great opportunity. It's nearing the time of iftar at the border between Syria and Lebanon. And alhamdulillah, some of the sadaqah that we have sent today there are 225 families that are going to receive the khayr that we have been blessed with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we've shared towards them. Those who have come together through this team effort of giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inspiring others in the way of Allah, sharing the links so that people have a path that they can send something towards that which is good. Alhamdulillah, there are people on the ground. We're going to get a video call with our brother In'am Malik, who is on the ground. He's a fundraising manager from Human Appeal United Kingdom, who's there right now in this refugee camp. They are beginning to distribute the food. The adhan for Salatul Maghrib is in the next 40 minutes, an hour or so. And alhamdulillah, although we finished our Taraweeh prayer here and are about to go to sleep in Australia, and I know you are fasting still in London and just beginning your fast in New York, in Toronto, in the United States and North America, this is something that I wanted to experience with you. I wish, wallahi, subhanallah, that this is something that can allow our hearts to soften, that can give us a greater sense of appreciation for what we have and what we've been blessed with, and to galvanize in our efforts, in our intent to do some greater good for our communities, those that are near us and those who that are distant from us. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you and I from those who are blessed with khayr, that Allah returns to us any good that we have shared with others, many fold in our rizq, of our health, of our family, of our life, in those we love. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes our aqibah, our eventual end, that which is pleasing to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you and I and all of those who have contributed to this khayr and any khayr to other people from those who are given their freedom from the punishment of Jahannam, that their month of Ramadan is a month of acceptance, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from us the little that we do in this month in terms of our charity and our sincerity, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you and I to be from those who are favored, that our wealth becomes the protection of the weak and the orphaned and the needy, that our wealth is what is used as a rahmah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to quell the hunger and the thirst of those who are in need, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us the shade for them in the dunya, that we can be shaded by our charity on the day of judgment. Allahumma ameen. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you and I with a continuance of good, that we follow our good deed with more good, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens our hearts to those who are in need in our part of the world and in distant parts, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from those who are the first thought in other people's mind when they are in need and when they are in seeking something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah uses us as the protection, as the shield, as the nourishment of those who are in need of the barakah that is blessed to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us in many, many statements that the month of Ramadan is a month of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's also a month of giving. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he says that the Prophet ﷺ was always generous. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جواد. But he says, وَأَجْوَدْ مَا يَكُونْ كَانَ فِي شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. But his greatest generosity was on greater display in the month of Ramadan. And Anas ibn Malik describes the Prophet ﷺ like a tsunami of generosity of Ramadan, a tornado of generosity. He says, كَانَ أَجْوَدْ مِنَ الرِّيَاحَ الْمُرْسَلَةِ. That the Prophet, you know, the riyah, the strong winds that would blow through Al-Madinah, that would, you know, turn things over and push through all the city streets, the Prophet's generosity had a far greater reach and spread out in greater way than in that regard. Peace and blessings be upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you and I from those who are able to spread our generosity to those we know and we don't know. One of the beautiful things that I'd like to remind myself and you about is the statement of the Prophet ﷺ to his wives when they asked him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu an ummahat al-mu'mineen. They said, O Messenger of Allah, who of us will be the first to join you if you return to Allah before us? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet ﷺ said, the first of you to join me will be the one who has the longest arm, the longest hand. And the wives of the Prophet, they measured each other's hands and to see whose hand was bigger, because, you know, she would be the first to return to Allah and join the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the next life. And they were surprised that it was Zainab radiallahu anhu who passed away, who didn't have physically the longest hand. But after a few days, Medina began to grow hungry. The poor people in Medina began to become known because Zainab's hand used to reach to far places that nobody knew about. She was giving charity to those who others didn't think about, who others had not considered that they were in need. And subhanAllah, the words of the Prophet ﷺ, although allegorical, were true, that her reach was far. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make my reach and your reach to a great distance, that it allows us to spread our khayr beyond our own homes, our own places, our own cities, our own localities, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses us for this blessing and for this khayr. Allahumma ameen. We're just about to receive, I'm just texting with our brother who's over in the camp at the moment. They're just beginning to deliver the foods and are about to call us in, inshallah. And they're about to have this live broadcast with us. It's something that is inspirational for me to, subhanAllah, share this with you. I don't do this to document where your sadaqah is going. And I don't want that to be something you misunderstand that I'm trying to prove to you. La wallahi. As Muslims, we have this honor and we have this tradition with each other. This is where I have put my zakah this year. This is where I have put my sadaqah this year, as I did last year. This is a place, my wife's contribution. Wallahi, today my wife just put in $50 towards feeding the poor when she knew that we were doing this. It inspired her to give again, even if it's something small, $50, I want to give something. My mother-in-law, as I was leaving the home after I came to pick up my family from Taraweeh prayers, my mother-in-law, she put money in my hand. She said, Yahya, put this in that. So this is something that is an entrusted amanah that I've asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us, that makes it worthy for my sadaqah, and I pray is worthy for yours. Allahumma ameen. May Allah accept it from all of us. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So I'm really looking forward, mashallah, to this live link up that we're going to do. Now, I know that the signals and, you know, Wi-Fi is non-existent there, and they're trying to rely on different modes. And inshallah, we're going to cross over live shortly with our brother In'am. He's just texting. He's saying in the next couple of minutes, inshallah, he will jump onto the stream and I'll be able to share his input with you. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. I did want to continue with a couple more reminders, inshallah, about the importance of this type of engagement in the month of Ramadan. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the month of Ramadan, he itemized particular acts of worship. One of them we all know is the reading of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our reading of the Quran and listening to it behind our imams in Salatul Qiyam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with a khatm once and twice and more. And if you are not able to finish the khatm, that Allah benefits you with greater reading than you anticipated or planned on doing. That Allah opens to you that gateway and that doorway. Number two, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to fulfill another act of the sunnah in the month of Ramadan, which is to stand in prayers at night. Subhanallah, even in the city of Perth, where normally we don't have COVID restrictions, we had 2 confirmed cases, the city was shut down, we only have 20 people praying Salatul Taraweeh. But even if you are praying in your home, it is a command from Allah that He said to Musa alayhi salam, اجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة. The people of Bani Israel, when they were under restrictions, they made their homes their qibla. And we have that tradition as Muslims. We have that tradition as people who submit to Allah that it doesn't matter where we are. Every place on earth is a masjid. جُعِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ لِي مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. The sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ said that one of the specialities of our ummah and for him is that every place on the earth is a masjid and it is a place of tahara where the salah can be performed بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Third thing that we do in the month of Ramadan is it'aam al-ta'am. It'aam al-ta'am is to feed people who are fasting, is not necessarily those who are poor. It could be those who are poor or it could be those who maybe are wealthier than us. And that's why we have this tradition of inviting people to our homes and breaking fast with each other. And if there are restrictions, deliver food to them, Uber food to them, send food to them. Do something that is good that other people can break their fast on your barakah and your khair. And what greater worth it is than you send it to people who don't have it for themselves. And that's why I gather you for this particular occasion, inshallah. We want it to be something that is of barakah and khair, that we kind of take heed from it. And seeing, subhanallah, those who are living under these conditions, who are living in makeshift tents, in makeshift accommodation, without running water, without, you know, adequate facilities, I wanted to soften my heart. And, you know, subhanAllah, yesterday I did a live cross where we were delivering food supplies. SubhanAllah, wallahi, it softened my heart quite a bit. It softened the heart of my daughter. She went back and watched it on my Facebook. You can go back and see it on my Facebook, YouTube, and other streams. It softens your heart to say, La ilaha illallah. You know, the test that they have is real in one sense. It's something that they see. The test we have is that we've been given prosperity. And subhanAllah, tonight in Salatul Taraweeh, we recited Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ from Surah Al-Anbiya, بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. I test you with both difficulty and goodness. Both of them equally are a test for me. The test that our brothers and sisters may endure over there is one of hardship. But that is no lesser or greater test than, subhanAllah, maybe myself and you in Perth, in Australia, in America, in Canada, in the UK, in, you know, Scandinavia, in one of these places where we are privileged and we're not under, you know, some of the duress, that we may not take the pause and be making extra dua for the things that we need, because subhanAllah, we've been sufficed by Allah, and we forget that the opening of good upon us and giving us facility is not a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preferred us to others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one who is generous and merciful and giving. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be from those who forgives us our errors in this blessed month of Ramadan. So this is an important act where we give food to those who are needy, we give blessing to those who are in seeking this khair. And a fourth important link is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, to give iftar to the sa'im. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man fattara sa'iman," the one who gives food to somebody who is fasting, "Kana lahu mithlu ajri as-sa'im, ghayra anna ajra as-sa'imi la yanqusu shay'a." The one who gives food to somebody who is fasting receives the reward of the one who's fasting, while the one who's fasting does not lose any of their reward. Subhana rabbi al-a'la. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who the fasting break their food on. I want you to remember that dua of the Prophet ﷺ. Whenever anybody would share food with him, in Ramadan or outside Ramadan, he used to have a very unique dua. The Prophet ﷺ teaches us from the sunnah to say, أفطر عندكم الصائمون وصلت عليكم الملائكة وذكركم الله في من عنده. The Prophet ﷺ, when people would share food with him in Ramadan or out, he would say, may those who are fasting have their iftar with you on the food you provide. And may, as reason of this, the angels high above make salawat upon you. صَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ And may Allah ذَكَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهِ May Allah make mention of you and your name and this action of good with those who are nearest to him, with the angels who bear al-arsh, with the angels in the heavens who are worshipping Allah, la yaftarun, without any break and without any stopping. May Allah make us that the dua made for us is not the dua just of those who are with us, of those who have been blessed with us, but the dua of the angels for us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes note of us to those who are nearest to him, Allahumma ameen. We are about to connect with our dear brother, mashallah. I see that he's just logging in now. I could see it on my desktop. And alhamdulillah, I'm going to connect you forward to him shortly, inshallah, once that I see that his stream is coming in live. So I'm just going to connect our brother, jazahullah khair. Hopefully we can hear something from him. I know his video has not yet synced up. It should be, he should be coming online shortly with us, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it from him. Allahumma ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make easy all of our affairs and to bless us with khair, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us this opportunity to soften our hearts, to be blessed to see the sight of those who are given a test by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps in a way that we have not experienced, but that it is something that allows us to appreciate what we have and to hold on to our families more and to be from those who are seeking forgiveness for some of our excesses in life, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us an opportunity to share this khair with others that are abroad from us, Allahumma ameen. I do ask you, inshallah, to share with any organization, not just particularly the links that I've set up or that I'm sending or anything of that nature, but to always be on the lookout of doing something that is good for those who are doing good and for those who are in need. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with that, Allahumma ameen. Once again, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitates for us al-khayr in this life and in the next. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you a reason for change in the lives of other people. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you and your home and returns to you whatever you have given in charity to others, in your health, in your wealth, in your prosperity, in your children, in your household, and in all of the good that you have. Brother In'am, if you can turn your camera again, inshallah, and we'll get you linked in with us, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Brother In'am, I'll turn it over to you, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Dear Sheikh, I pray that you are well, inshallah. I pray that everybody that's listening on this call is well. It's perfect timing, actually. I'm just in one of the... just outside one of the camps here, and this is right behind me, is actually one of the schools that Human Appeal is sponsoring. So there's about 250 students, and the vast majority of the students are orphan children. Allah, and today, alhamdulillah, today we were able to provide food parcels to all of these families. And I did a video to show yourself, and I will send that to you later. But right now, we are distributing at least 100 of them. 100 families or 100 people from those families, one representative from each family with a hot meal, which I will show you. And right now, you can see right behind me, our van is just parking up here, which has all of the food inside. And Allah, the reason why I was holding, not coming on live right away was van. We've just these these party star meals. It took us about, the food was cooked. We obviously took part in that. It took about 3 or 4 hours to prepare. We distributed 50 already. Then we did another 50 families, and now we've got the remainder, alhamdulillah, just in time for everybody to tune in and see this. So I'm going to try my best to show you as much as I can. There's a lot of people, so I do apologize if it's a bit noisy or there. You can see that people are very hungry, subhanAllah. The food that they're going to get is food that me and you eat for iftar, alhamdulillah. I'm just going to show you. Let me just flip my camera around. In fact, I don't know if you can see. So these are the hot iftari meals. So this is Mandi meat, obviously sealed, is packed now. It's rice, it's biryani, it's 8 pieces of chicken meat. You've got nuts, you've got, they also get yogurt, they also get sauce, they also get Syrian sweets, and a platter of fruit as well. This is the platter of fruit. I just want to show you here. So if you can see that's the, 1 second, platter of fruit. And that's the yogurt that each family gets as well. Very nice meal that we're getting. And I'm just going to show the people behind me who are waiting. So these are all of the mothers. These are widows, subhanAllah. And they are here to collect a hot iftar meal for themselves to feed their children. It's absolutely wonderful to see this, and this would not have been possible without your support, Sheikh Yahya, and everybody who's donated towards this particular campaign. We try to be as transparent and as possible, and I hope that I was able to fulfill this amana that you entrusted me with, Sheikh, and the organization Human Appeal, of course. And I hope that this satisfies your donors and the people that have donated, that we were able to, for the second time, I think was it yesterday or the day before, we did a live link where we did a food distribution, alhamdulillah, to, I think it was 250 families, and we're doing something similar today. So all of these families today have already received a food parcel, which will last them for the entire month of Ramadan. But as an additional treat, because it's Ramadan, they deserve it, we're giving them a hot iftar meal as well on top of that, alhamdulillah. And on Thursday and Friday, their children will be receiving Eid gifts in the form of brand new clothes, alhamdulillah. So this, and these children are educated in 2 makeshift schools within just outside the camp here. So if you see right behind me, literally just over there, 2 kilometers behind me, or a kilometer behind me, is the actual Syria, and just behind that fence is the actual camp. So I've just come out of there, and this school, so literally I'm literally on the border, 1 kilometer away from Syria. This is Lebanon, of course, and the refugees are here. And we're just going to start this now, inshallah. I'm just going to show you the actual distribution. 1 second. Let me just... Okay. Oh, are you able to see my face, or are you able to see...
I am.
How do I flip the camera, Sheikh? Am I able to flip the camera? Okay, I'm trying to flip the camera.
No, I see you at the moment. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, as you can see that this is a sister of the widow. She's the first to come and collect her food pack. I mean, sorry, her part of Star Mill, inshallah. They all are given tickets, so that they're in a dignified manner. And it's just not a random person that turns up. So alhamdulillah, it's done in a very systemized and organized manner. Our Human Appeal volunteers are here, and they're supporting this right now, because I couldn't do this on my own, of course, because there's too many people. I'm doing the live at the same time. Alhamdulillah. So I mean, I'm just going to show you all of the sisters who are widows here. As you can see, they're standing in the queues behind me. They have children. We met a sister today, Sheikh, who had 7 children. She's been here for 8 years. She's a widow, and her children are orphans. And she said to us that, you know what, they don't know where the next meal is going to come from. Food scarcity is a huge issue for them. And she was very thankful and made dua for the food parcel that we delivered today, alhamdulillah. And she said that it's a lifeline for her right now, this food. And the same sister is coming today to collect iftar meal as well. And she's going to be eating that rice, the chicken, the fruit, all of the nutritious things that we mentioned, provided in this food, the hot iftar meal with her and her children, alhamdulillah. So today is a real happy occasion. Yes, these people are suffering and, you know, they're going through immense hardship. But alhamdulillah, at least just for a temporary time, just so one evening, at least alhamdulillah, we're able to put smiles on their faces. And we're able to provide them food that me and you eat, that our neighbors eat, that our families eat, Allahu Akbar. And for me, that's absolutely amazing. You know, I'm so tired, Sheikh, today. We started working at 9 o'clock. My mouth is very dry, but I'm struggling to speak. But I really want you to come on and show you and your supporters what their donations, are doing, what impact their donations are making. Alhamdulillah, can you see the queue of sisters, the queue of our mothers standing behind, waiting for their Hajj iftar meals, alhamdulillah. Can you see this child? I'm just going to show. There's a little girl there. That's an orphan child that just collected her food, iftar meal, mashallah. She just gone back.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu
there's
Akbar.
A mother there. Alhamdulillah, can you see? You know, there's, I just want to show you, mashallah, you can see the sisters here. And you can see them standing with their children, these blessed, beautiful orphan children, mashallah. And these are the type of people that you are feeding through your zakat and through your sadaqah, alhamdulillah. I'm just going to go all the way back and you can see.
So, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. May Allah accept from all of those who have given towards this, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the people of Syria. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Here's a beautiful child, mashallah. She's just gone as well. Alhamdulillah. This lady here is the same age as probably my mother, subhanallah. You know, and she's been given she's like our mother, subhanallah. She's somebody that's struggling. You know, when was the last time, Allah knows best, when was the last time that this mother of ours had chicken or had hot rice or had fruit? Allah knows best, right? They have a very basic staple diet. But subhanAllah, today, alhamdulillah, you know, they are eating food that we eat. The food that some of you probably have already, I'm sure in Australia, the fast has already in the UK, not yet, but I'm sure in Australia, you already had your fast. And whether you're from Australia tuning in, you probably had meat and chicken and kofta and all sorts of different types of meat and food, alhamdulillah. But these people, they rarely get chicken. But alhamdulillah, you know, today it's a blessing that they are able to have this food. On Friday, inshallah, we'll also be doing a iftar distribution as well. And we, like I said, we're still delivering food parcels tomorrow, the day after. We are running out of funds. We do need more funds, Sheikh, to provide more people with food. So I do want to encourage, and if I can, if you give me the permission, I would like to just ask all of the followers that are listening to please donate to Human Appeal through yourself, Sheikh. We are the charity of your choice, alhamdulillah. We've been working together for the last year or so now, and we've been very transparent with the work that we do. And you've been sharing everything that where your funds have gone, Sheikh. So we are very confident that, you know, everybody can trust us. What we do, we say what we do, alhamdulillah. I have full faith in the work that we are doing. I'm on the ground here right now. I'm struggling, thirsty. I'm really looking forward to opening my own fast. But by the time I get to open my fast, it's probably going to be on the way. And it'll probably be 20 minutes after the fast that I get to eat. But alhamdulillah, that doesn't matter. So long as I am able to fulfill your amana, that I am able to fulfill your sadaqah, your zakat through this distribution, and there are many others that we have done and we'll be doing all over the next few days, inshallah. So please, I urge you, I implore you that to visit the link, go to the link, Sheikh Yahya's page, and donate whatever you can, inshallah. As you can see, there's so many people here, you know, subhanallah. This is just 115 families. Already 100 and I think 30 families have had the food already, as in the iftar meal. This is just 115. So alhamdulillah, you know, that's almost what, 1,000 people? 1,000 people being provided, typically 5 or 6 children with a mother in a household. So 6 people, let's just say, it's more than 1,000 people that you guys have contributed toward providing iftar today. Rice, chicken, salad, fruit, Syrian sweets, you know, what absolutely amazing, honestly. And the fruit was just not, it was like platter. They had a platter of fruit each. Apples, pears, bananas, etc. So oranges, so a variety of fruit, mashallah. As you can see, our volunteers are distributing and handing out the iftar meals.
Allahumma taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Jazakallah khair, brother In'am. I know that there is so much work.
Can you see those children there in the background, mashallah?
Yeah.
Those orphan children there, they're very happy. Looking forward to eating the food.
Jazakallah khair, brother In'am. This has been an inspirational video. And just being able to see it is in real life is incredible. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps you safe, keeps you healthy, keeps you working in His cause, allows you to fulfill the amana as is necessary, and returns you to your family in greater prosperity and health and wealth than you left them.
Ameen.
And may Allah bless your mother and your children who you've left behind in the UK, and return you to them safe and bring you back together in joy and happiness on account of bringing this happiness to these people. Allahumma ameen.
Ameen. I love you for the sake of Allah, Sheikh. And thank you so much for your dua. This part, you made me emotional there, subhanAllah. And I thank you for your support and your du'as. And I want to say thank you again from the bottom of my heart and on behalf of human people, for every single person, wallahi, who has donated. I pray that Allah gives you Jannah. I pray that Allah forgives your shortcoming. I pray that Allah gives you success in this life. And the next, I pray that Allah opens your heart to give you more, to make you give more, and to make you even more generous. Inshallah. Thank you, everybody. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you for joining us. I look forward to seeing you.
Pleasure.
Thursday and Friday, inshallah, or Friday inshallah. And Saturday for the Eid gift, inshallah.
Inshallah.
I want to see that being given. Allahumma ameen. Barakallah fiikum.
Ameen. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What an incredible moment. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it from our brother, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of acceptance for us for our small contribution. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carry him back safe to his family, give relief to the people of Syria, and allow us to be of some sort of comfort to them. Allahumma ameen. I'm going to leave it there with you, my dear brothers and sisters. I've put the link in the comment section. You are still welcome, inshallah, to share in this khair. The month of Ramadan is a month of giving and month of return from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. May Allah open my heart and yours to those who are needy. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us, give us the shade of our sadaqah on the day of judgment. Allahumma ameen. Salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Allahumma taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim.